1100 KNZZ. News you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. The feud between Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Congresswoman Lauren Boebert doesn't show signs of calming. Omar demanding an apology from Boebert for comments Omar called Islamophobic and fabricated lies. In a Denver Post article, Boebert says she made a call to Omar yesterday, letting her know she had reflected on her previous remarks. Boebert said, "I never want anything I say to offend someone's religion, so I told her that." Omar says Republican leaders have remained silent on Boebert's actions and have not condemned her repeated anti-Muslim comments. Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign is underway in Mesa, Delta, and Montrose counties and in need of bell ringers. Funds collected stay on the Western Slope. You can volunteer as a single, a family, parents and children together, or you can gather co-workers and volunteer together. Go to your local Army website, Grand Junction, Delta, or Montrose, salvationarmy.org, and click on the volunteer button. Montrose Regional Airport officials say disruptions in the terminal will be worth it when construction is finished in September of 2023. Beginning tomorrow, that construction will force the temporary move of the baggage claim area outside to the south end of the airport. Airport Director Lloyd Arnold tells the Montrose Press the $33 million project includes nearly doubling the size of the terminal. The former Montrose School District IT director sentenced to jail, probation, and $280,000 restitution under a plea agreement approved yesterday. According to the Montrose Press, Robert Steve McEwen was accused of using district credit cards to buy gifts, plane tickets, hotel bookings, and home improvement supplies over a five-year period. The district says the restitution won't begin to touch the scope and cost of the crime. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.